Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is July the 3rd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Proverbs chapters 13 to 15. God's law concerning true riches and wealth. We read in Proverbs chapter 13 verses 7 to 8 like this. There is one who makes himself rich yet has nothing, and one who makes himself poor yet has great riches. The ransom of a man's life is his riches. The above proverb from King Solomon comes right out of the kind of a teaching that a father might give to his son and is part of the wisdom's instruction on right living. Solomon now addresses the issue of materialism as he points out the hollowness of worldly riches as compared to true righteousness. Let us understand that our money is only a small factor in determining whether we are wealthy or poor. It is possible that some people keep up appearances in order to climb the social ladder by giving the impression that they are wealthy, while others may choose to live in a simple fashion even though they have great wealth. It is also possible that a poor man may be prosperous because he is happy and content with what he has, while a wealthy man may be poor because he is not content with his position and is continually grasping for more. It will be beneficial for us to ponder the following profound words of Jesus penned in Luke chapter 12 verse 15. Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. Let us remember the parable of the rich fool in Luke chapter 12 verses 16 to 21, which describes a wealthy farmer who wanted to build bigger storage facility to stack up his harvest and thought that he had many years to live. Unfortunately, that day was his last day on the earth and he could not take anything with him upon his death. He had not invested his life on matters pertaining to eternal values, so he was actually really poor even though he was materially rich. So let us get a good grasp of God's law concerning true riches and wealth today and emulate the wonderful example of our Lord Jesus Christ every day in our lives. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.